Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Darren. How are you?
I'm okay. How's things with the TSO?
Very well, thank you. And thanks for your interest in our project this week. We're hitting the road and we're going all around Tasmania performing pop-up concerts at all corners of the state. So we're really looking forward to getting up to the northwest coast and performing for some of our loyal audiences up there.
Yeah. So obviously you can't have all of the TSO on stage, particularly at smaller venues. So how many musicians can we expect?
Look, it's a variety. We've broken up the musicians into ensembles of 2 to 3 to 4 to sometimes 5 or 6 people, and in different combinations of musicians too. That sometimes people that don't normally work together or don't normally perform together, they've had an opportunity to put together some different repertoire and different ensembles, and go out and have some really great fun on the road.
Yeah, and not only the public performances, which we'll get to in a sec, but also some performances at aged care residents, such as, I know you're doing La Trobe this afternoon. Yep, and so that'll be great. But the public performances, so you're on at the Metro Cinema in Burnie tonight.
That's correct, yeah. Now, we've done some fantastic performances, and we've been screening our concerts at the Metro Cinema in partnership with Rotary for the last year, and it's been so successful, so we're really happy to bring some live performance to that space. It's such a great space. But yes, absolutely, as you said, we're going across to Uniting Agewell in Strathdevon in La Trobe this afternoon, which will be really exciting. They're partners of ours and great friends, and it's so wonderful to bring some live music to the residents there. But yes, for public performances, 6:30 tonight at the Metro Cinema in Burnie, and we still have tickets available, so please come along, and they're totally free. Come along and enjoy it.
And tomorrow night, Friday night, 6 o'clock at the Art Gallery in Devonport, another public free show. Well, that's with a fee, that one, isn't it?
That's with a fee. It's a small fee. Off the top of my head, I think it's about $18. But that's available through Eventbrite. If you look at that through Art Screen Events, you'll be able to pick up tickets to that one too. But again, another really fantastic space, and to bring live music into that space again, it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk more generally about the TSO.
Mm.
So, how many musicians are employed by the TSO regularly, full time?
Full-time. So the TSO is an ensemble of 47 full-time musicians. We do supplement and augment if we do bigger programs. We sometimes bring people in from around the state or from interstate if we want to perform bigger programs. But our core ensemble is 47. We also have a TSO chorus, which supports us in larger choral performances like Beethoven 9, and that consists of 80. They're not full-time professional people, but it's 80 auditioned choristers that can support us for various programs and also tour separately.
It's been a weird couple of years for not only the TSO, but for all musicians generally, hasn't it?
Oh, look, it's been the biggest challenge to performing arts, I think, in our lifetime. So we've all had to rethink how we engage with audiences, rethink how we deliver our core product, which is live performance. And of course, for us, digital is such a big part of that. It's made us really progress our digital strategy and think about how we can deliver concerts online, digitally, live, but also, on demand, and building up a library of content. Because the most important thing for us is, as Tasmania's orchestra, that we can keep that connection and keep that connection with the people of Tasmania and have that opportunity to perform for them and bring that TSO magic into their lives, even if we can't do it in person.
What about locals involved in the orchestra? Do we have many in the TSO that are actually Tasmanian homegrown?
Funnily enough, we've got only 2 musicians in the orchestra now that are Tasmanian born. But we do have, we have at least 3 or 4 people in the orchestra currently who've been there for over 30 years. So I think, I don't know what the qualification to be, Tasmanian is. They put the time in here, which is great. So we certainly consider them Tasmanian. But when we audition nationally 3 times for a position, and we always try and engage an Australian or a local musician for those new positions as they come up.
Yeah. Well, the orchestra's well known now, acclaimed right around the country. So a chance to go and see the pop-up ensembles. I'll just go through the gigs, so to speak, if I can use that rock term for the
sure
TSO.
Thing. We love it.
So Uniting Aged Care, Strathdevon, La Trobe, 2:30 this afternoon. That's a private function for the residents there. Public show at Metro Cinema Burnie, 6:30 tonight. And then the Art Gallery, Devonport, public show, 6 o'clock on Friday night. That's it.
That's correct. And look, I'll be at all of those concerts, so please come and say hi. My name's Sam. I'd love to meet some of our loyal supporters and fans on the Northwest Coast. We're so excited to be up there.
Yeah, and for more details, check out the TSO website or Facebook page. Thanks for having you on, Sam.
No worries, Darren, and wishing you and your listeners a great morning.